Hi, this is Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. You may have been told by somebody at some point in your life that the Bible isn't scientifically accurate. You've probably heard that from some critic. Well, that person is wrong. I'm sorry, but they're wrong. They've either never studied the Bible or they've never studied science. Because if they studied both, they know that statement is simply inaccurate. God is the one who set up the laws of science. And he made sure that his word does not contradict the laws that he created. You know, Johannes Kepler, who was the famous mathematician and astronomer, he once said, "Science is simply thinking God's thoughts after him." In other words, God established the laws of physics, then we discovered them. Now, the Bible wasn't meant to be a scientific textbook, so you don't study the Bible to build a rocket. And the Bible doesn't use scientific language, but the Bible never gives bad science. Let me tell you something funny. In 1861, there was a very famous book that came out called 51 Incontrovertible Proofs That the Bible is Scientifically Inaccurate. Today, you can't find a single scientist on planet Earth that would agree with any one of those supposed incontrovertible facts. Science has finally caught up with God in the truth area on those 51 examples. They have all been disproven by science. So let's go to the book that's never out of date and never becomes obsolete. Let's look at God's Word for our daily hope.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today, we continue in our series called 40 Days of Love. This is the third and final part of a message called Love Matters Most. It's based on 1 Corinthians chapter 13. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can get the Life-Giving Study DVD and study kit for this series. You can take a sneak peek at it while you listen today just by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. And now here's Rick with today's message.
How do you find more time for the people who love you and that you need to love? Well, let me give you one suggestion. Turn off the TV and the computer. Now, recent studies show that the average American, and of course you're all above average, so you do this more, I'm sure. The average American sits in front of a television or video screen, TV screen, or computer screen, working or playing 6 hours a day, average. Now, 6 hours a day at 5 days a week, let's say you didn't do it on Saturday and Sunday, and of course you do that too, but that's 30 hours a week. 30 hours a week for a year is 1,560 hours in front of a screen. Let me put that in perspective. That is 97 straight days of 16 hours a day in front of a screen. You wonder why you don't have time for relationships? Well, there's a good one. It always amazed me that people would go and watch reruns of Friends instead of making friends. I mean, really. And they go home and they'll watch reality shows about somebody else's family instead of working on the reality of their own family. It's all spectator instead of participator. The Bible says, no matter what I say or what I do or what I believe, I'm bankrupt without love. The Bible says God wants you to make time for relationships. Now, Ephesians says this, the next verse. Live a life filled with love for others. There it is again. Following the example of Christ, who loved you and gave himself as a sacrifice to take away your sins. Now circle the word love and circle the word sacrifice and draw a line between them, because if it isn't a sacrifice, it's not real love. You can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. If it isn't a sacrifice, it isn't real love. Love means giving up. It means I give up my agenda for your agenda. It means I give up my time for your time. It means I give up my preference for your preference. It means I give up what I'd rather do right now to do what you'd rather do right now. That is a sacrifice. That is love.
Not all of the mushy kind of love you hear on the radio and TV. Love is when I say, I'm going to sacrifice what I would like to do and my agenda and my needs for what you like to do and your needs and for what you want. The truth is, most of you here today are in time-starved relationships. You are in time-starved relationships. The best use of life is love. And the best expression of love is time. Why is it that we spend the least amount of time with those we love the most? Tell me the logic of that one. And work can rob you of your relationships. And hobbies can rob you of relationships. And TV and activities and any kind. Here's a poem written by a workaholic dad. I have a son who's 5 years old. A boy so very fine. And when I look at him, it seems to me that all the world is mine. But seldom do I ever see my son awake and bright. I only see him when he sleeps. I'm only home at night. When I come home so weary in the darkness after day, my wife then says to me, "You should have seen him play." So I stand beside his bed and I look and I ponder there and I wonder if he's dreaming. Why isn't Daddy here? I want to recommend that starting tomorrow morning, you get up in the morning and you sit on the side of your bed. And before you get off that bed, you say this, "God, if I don't get anything else done today, I'm going to love you a little bit more and know you a little bit better. And I'm going to love the people you've put in my life because that's what you put me on earth to do. And if I don't get anything else done today, I'm going to love you a little bit more." That means spending some time with him. "And I'm going to love the other people in my life you put around me." That means spending some time with them, because the best expression of love is time. Because if at the end of the day you've done that, that day counted. On the other hand, if you didn't do any of that, spending, showing love in any way at all, you just wasted that day because God didn't put you on earth to mark things off your to-do list. Love is an action.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But right now, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. And click on his social media links. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
Jesus said that of all the commandments in the Bible, two are most important. Love God with all your heart, and love your neighbor as yourself. When you do this, you end up obeying the rest of God's commandments, and all the relationships in your life, even the difficult ones, get so much better. To help you do this, Pastor Rick wants to send you the 40 Days of Love Study Kit, which includes a 6-session DVD and a study guide. In this video series, Rick teaches you how to make loving God and loving others the central focus in your life. He shares practical, Christ-centered advice on how to authentically love God and love your neighbor as a normal way of life. When you learn to focus on the spiritual principles of patience, kindness, truth, and forgiveness, love will become your dominant life value. Please let us send you the 40 Days of Love Study Kit as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle.com.
Once again, here's Rick.
I want to recommend that starting tomorrow morning, you get up in the morning and you sit on the side of your bed. And before you get off that bed, you say this, "God, if I don't get anything else done today, I'm going to love you a little bit more and know you a little bit better. And I'm going to love the people you've put in my life because that's what you put me on earth to do. And if I don't get anything else done today, I'm going to love you a little bit more." That means spending some time with him. And I'm going to love the other people in my life you put around me. And he's spending some time with them, because the best expression of love is time. Because if at the end of the day you've done that, that day counted. On the other hand, if you didn't do any of that, spending showing love in any way at all, you just wasted that day, because God didn't put you on earth to mark things off your to-do list. Love is an action. Love means taking time. Love means making somebody else's agenda my agenda. I don't know if you saw this week. It's a beautiful story. In the cover of Friday's Orange County Register, right on the front page, here's a story of a 17-year-old straight-A honor student from Dana Hills High School. He was headed to Harvard until he decided that people in a poor village in Africa needed clear water before he went to Harvard. For a year, he had been planning and convincing his parents to pay for his enrollment at Harvard University in a course on science and physics. And he actually turned in his application with a $5,000 deposit and was getting ready to go. But then he left for a two-week Saddleback Church peace trip. And he went to Rwanda. His mom was on that trip. She had been in three peace trips. And while he was in Rwanda, he discovered a village that had no clean water, and the people were getting sick. And still not knowing what to do, he just told them, his heart was moved with love. He said, "I will be back." 17-year-old kid, he goes, "I don't know how I'm going to do this, but we're going to figure this out. I will be back." That's called faith. It's quite a long story, and it tells the story of he comes back to Saddleback, and he meets a guy named John Laurie, a 66-year-old Saddleback member who was retired and who himself had been on a peace trip to another country, to Zambia. And John introduces Ian, this student, to a simple water purification tool. And Ian says, "You got to go back with me to this village in Rwanda." And John goes, "Sorry, I don't have any money. I spent all my money going on the first peace trip." And Ian goes, "I know where to get the money. I will pay for you with my deposit that I made to Harvard." And he convinces his parents, and the two go back to Rwanda. Now there's an entire village that has clean drinking water. And when he was asked why he made this loving sacrifice, this is the last sentence on the article, Ian said, "Harvard can wait, but these people can't." Law number one, the best use of life is love. Law number two, the best expression of love is time. Number three, the best time to love is now. He didn't wait. The best time to love is now. Not tomorrow, not later, not someday, not one of these days, not when I get around to it, not soon, now. Whatever you intend to do with your life, do it now. Do your giving while you're living, so you'll be knowing where it's going. In other words, I don't understand all these people who say, "I'm going to save all my money, and then when I die, I'm going to give it away to charity." Why do that? Why not enjoy giving? Get the joy of giving by doing it now. Whatever you're going to do, do it now. Give it away now. If you get the joy of do your giving while you're living, then you're knowing where it's going. So if you want to do a little giving while you're living, I know where to put it, okay? I'll just tell you that. Now, look at these verses. The Bible says, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone. Whenever we've got the opportunity, that means now. Look at the next one. Use every chance you have for doing good. In other words, now. The Bible says, whenever you possibly can, do good to those who need it. Never tell your neighbor to wait until tomorrow if you can help them now. What am I saying? Never procrastinate in showing love. Don't delay. Don't put it off. Do it now. Question, who do you need to show love to today? Who do you need to go home after this service and make that phone call and share a word of encouragement and love? Or go home and write that letter or go home and make a visit to somebody in a boarding care or a convalescent home or at the hospital? Who do you need to invite over in your backyard and have a barbecue with them and show some love? Who is it at your work that everybody can't stand because they're so obnoxious and that person needs massive doses of love and you could show love to the unlovely? Did you know that God specifically puts people around your life so you can show love to them? And He wants you to do that? Now, there are some activities in life that you ought to procrastinate on. There are some activities in life where procrastination is a legitimate response. And some things you ought to go, you know what? We're just not ready to do that. Let's wait on that. Let's delay. Let's put it off. Let's postpone. That's okay. But there's one thing you should never, never postpone. Showing love. Because if love is the essence of life, it's the number one goal of life, it's the reason God put you on earth to learn, then love should always take priority over everything else. Showing love. Why? Because you don't know how long you're going to have the opportunity. People die. I'm sure those people on that Metrolink the other day had no idea as they were going home from work, I'm taking my last breath right now. I will never again see my family, and they will never again see me on this earth. You don't know when your number's going to be punched. So whatever love you're going to do, you better do it now. You better do it now. Circumstances change. Kids grow up. I can't tell you how many empty nester parents have said to me, sure wish I'd spent more time with my kids before they left home. You know, in the 1972 election, George McGovern was running against Richard Nixon, and McGovern and Charles Colson were on opposite sides of the political spectrum, but they both ended up with the same regrets. Chuck Colson wrote this, "As I think back on my life, my biggest regret is not spending more time with my kids. Making family your top priority means going against a culture where materialism and workaholism are rampant. It means realizing that you may not advance as fast in your career as others do. It means being willing to accept a lower standard of living, knowing that you're doing it for your kids. It means giving them the emotional security that they'll draw on for the rest of their lives." And then George McGovern, one-time presidential candidate, he wrote a book about his daughter, Terry, who died in 1994. She was an alcoholic. And they found her frozen to death in a snowdrift in a drunken stupor. And after his daughter died, George McGovern pored over her diaries and contacted many of her friends, and he discovered that he hadn't been the parent that he thought he was. While he was reading and spending 18 hours a day, while he was reading her diaries, he discovered this. While he was spending 18 hours a day working for political causes, Terry was writing in her diary how much she missed her daddy and that he probably didn't care about her anyway. McGovern's message to parents: show more love to your kids by spending more time with them. Especially as teenagers, no matter what it costs your career. That way, he said, neither of you will have regrets. And then this was a very poignant quote. He said, "I'd give everything I have, and I mean everything, for one more afternoon with Terry, just to let her know how much I loved her and have one more of those happy times that we used to have so infrequently." See, friends, the question is not whether we're ever going to regret living an overloaded, furiously driven life. The question is just when. I saw a book title the other day, and it caught my attention. It was a book on anorexia, and the title of the book was Starving for Attention. Starving for Attention. You know anybody like that? I do. Everybody is starving for attention. Everybody is starving for attention. So what are you going to do about it? You going to change? Are we just going to go through 40 days of love and talk about love and go, that was nice, and that's it, but not any more loving? Let me tell you my goal for 40 days of love. My goal is that I will become more loving. Because I don't know about you, but I'm fed up with the level of loving that I'm at. And when I do serious looking at my life, I can see a whole lot more of me than I like. And I know that one day I'm going to stand before God. And God is going to say to me, Rick, not what did you accomplish with your life? How much money did you give away? How many people did you help? He's going to say this, did you do what I put you on earth to do? Did you learn to love me more than anything else? And did you spend time with me? Because that's how you show love. And did you learn to love everybody else? And did you spend time with them? I, more than anything else, want to be known as a loving person. I want people to look at me and go, a little overweight, but that guy loves. He knows how to love people.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. Be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. That's PastorRick.com. Rick will be back in just a moment with a closing thought. But just before that, let me ask you, is it possible to love the people in your life any more than you already do? Pastor Rick says it is. But it's not about trying harder or willing yourself to love more. It's about discovering what God says about love in His Word. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Jesus says that the two most important things you can do while you're here on earth are to love God with all your heart and to love your neighbor as yourself. In other words, life is all about love. Now, as believers, it's not just enough to talk about love or to read about love or to discuss love. We must show it. We must exhibit it by the way we treat other people. Now, the Bible says that we do this. We learn to be genuinely loving people by relying on the love that God has for us. That's why I've put together a 6-session study kit called 40 Days of Love. It includes a study guide and a 6-session DVD that will teach you the habits of a loving heart. Now, you can go through it by yourself, but really, how are you going to learn to love by yourself? You need to do it in a small group with 2 or 3 friends or even more. Just get some friends and some neighbors and say, let's learn how to really love. And let's study this together for 40 days. Now, 40 Days of Love is going to teach you why love matters most, more than anything else. And it's going to teach you what the Bible means when it says that love is patient and love is kind and love speaks the truth. Love keeps no record of wrongs. That love is forgiving. Now, I want to tell you something. This is a life-changing study. It changed my life when I did it. And it's going to change your life and those that you share it with. And if you really want to grow spiritually, you've got to learn how to love. Now, this month, we're offering the 40 Days of Love Study Kit for a financial gift to Daily Hope Ministries. I want everybody to be able to enjoy this study, so all I ask is that you help support Daily Hope Ministries. Now, I know some of you can afford a little bit more than others, and I appreciate that. It helps us keep on the air and helps us spread the message to other stations. But some of you, you're going through tough times and you don't have a whole lot. That's okay. I know you work hard for what you earn. I promise that whatever you give, no matter how large or small, that every cent that you send in to support Daily Hope goes right back into the ministry. I do this ministry for free. I take no money from it. And so you can be certain that any gift you give is helping spread the hope we have in Christ here at home and even all around the world. Now, thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.